You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you're a woman between the ages of 50 and 74, you may be able to get mammograms less often. We'll find out about new guidelines on breast cancer screenings.
Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
The Pulitzer Prizes turn 100 this year. We're honoring the occasion with a look at five winners with Wisconsin ties. Writer Zona Gale's life in Portage inspired her work and won her national acclaim, including a Pulitzer Prize for drama, the first ever won by a woman. Gale's Portage home is now a museum, where I went to learn about Gale from local historian Judy Uhlberg.
I'm Judy Uhlberg. I have lived in the town of Portage, Wisconsin for 51 years. I came here to teach English, and people said, well, of course you know Zona Gale, and I had no clue. Well, Zona Gale was the only child of Charles Franklin and Eliza Beers Gale. In fact, her birthplace is two blocks over there. She started writing when she was very small, and her first book was on brown paper, and it was tied with a string. When she got to be a teenager, she started sending manuscripts away, and they came back and through the mail slot, thumped. And finally, she did sell something, and she was so excited. I think the first time she sold it, she was at the university. She got on the train and came to Portage to show that, I think it was a $3 check, to her parents. And after college, she went, first of all, to Milwaukee, and she went to the newspaper, I think it was first the Evening Wisconsin, and knocked on the door and said, hello, I would like to write a story about this tea party or this, that, or another thing. And finally, they got so sick of her that they hired her. And then they gave her things that she was not accustomed to, robberies and murders and all that sort of thing. So she learned a lot. And then after a couple of years, she went to New York City because she was sending short stories and all that sort of stuff there. And so she thought it would be a lot easier if I did my reporting work there. And then by 1904, she doesn't have to be a reporter anymore. She can sell her short stories. She also had decided all the talk that she heard in New York was kind of the same kind of talk she'd hear in Portage. And so maybe because she wrote stories about the small town, maybe she should be closer to the source of her material. We are now in the study, which is very lovely. No telephone here, no typewriters. She wrote in longhand. She had a lady that typed it up and sent it to editors in New York. She was for women having the right to vote. She was against capital punishment. And she was also a pacifist. Little problem here. World War I comes along. And so she would not buy war bonds. Well, then her neighbors sent the government to investigate her. They thought she was a German sympathizer. And now all of a sudden she thinks, oh, maybe this wonderful small town isn't as wonderful. And that's when her really good writing starts. Well, I really like Birth. And she thought that was her best. That was in 1918. That was her first realistic novel, in which the small town is not all that nice. Her novel, Miss Lulubet, was the best-selling novel in 1920, along with Sinclair Lewis's Main Street. And then somebody said, this should become a play. And so she made it a play. It didn't take her very long at all. She won a Pulitzer Prize for, well, we still teach Main Street in schools, but we don't teach Miss Lulubet. We in Portage, Wisconsin know about Zona Gale, but that's about it. You know, she's like our star, for heaven's sakes.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Joining us now to tell us more about Zona Gale is Mark Seals, Associate Professor of English at UW-Baraboo Sauk County. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, what first drew you to the work of Zona Gale?
Well, I'm an immigrant to Wisconsin. Moved here from Florida about 11 years ago. And one of my predecessors taught a course on Wisconsin literature. And when he was retiring, he wanted me to take over the course. And, well, you can't teach a course in Wisconsin literature without focusing pretty closely on Zona Gale.
And you wrote the introduction to an upcoming edition of her novel, Miss Lulubet, and I'm so interested in that because I've never heard of this, and apparently this was a bestseller at the same time as one of Sinclair Lewis's books, and yet we haven't heard this name. So tell us a little bit what this novel is about.
Some critics called it a village comedy. It's really you can see it as an early example of Wisconsin feminist literature, but it was a safe, comfortable kind of feminism, if you will, for the audience of the time who would have been put off by a more strident voice. It's the story of a spinster who lives with her sister's family in a town that's very much like Portage, like all of the towns that she wrote about, and she's treated pretty much like a servant. She's treated pretty much like a slave, actually. And it's the story of her coming to realize that she is a human being with rights and deserving of a life of her own.
Did a lot of her work flow directly out of what she saw in small town Wisconsin?
Yes, she was seen as one of the most important voices of small town America. Literary critic of earlier in the 20th century, Carl Van Doren, wrote about a movement that he called the Revolt from the Village, and she was seen as one of the most important leaders in the Revolt from the Village, the idea that small villages weren't these idyllic places where everyone was wonderful and cooperative. She wrote about the darker side, at least starting with the 1918 novel Birth.
And it sounds like Zona Gale was a trailblazer in a lot of ways, and she came back to the Portage area. How was she seen? What do we know about her personally?
Well, she was very dedicated to her parents. Her love for her parents and her dedication to them eventually ruined the one great love affair that she had when she was in her late 20s. Though she did marry in 1928 at the age of 54 to a man she'd known since childhood, William Breeze, she was a very articulate but very soft-spoken, gentle woman. And as a result, she was able, I think, to get a lot done because she won people over with her gentle nature.
Talking to Mark Seals, Associate Professor of English at UW-Baraboo Sauk County, looking at Zona Gale. She is a woman author from Wisconsin. I put out the woman part. She was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Mark, as you were saying, she wrote sometimes about the downsides of life in a small town. We heard in the Wisconsin Life piece there about her neighbors suspicious of her for not buying war bonds during World War I. So she's writing things that might portray her town in a negative light. Were her neighbors and friends reading this stuff and maybe looking askance at what she was coming up with?
Well, actually, up until after World War I, the stories that she wrote were all set in a fictive version of Portage called Friendship Village, and they were very loving portraits. And so I think she was shocked when her neighbors turned against her for being a pacifist. And that's when the darker turn in her novels took place. That when she first published Birth, the New York Times review said, "Where, oh, where is the Zona Gale of Friendship Village?"
What do your students make of her writing? Does it hold up to reading?
My students like it very much. They're surprised. They want to compare it to more famous works of feminist literature, like Kate Chopin's The Awakening, and they're surprised that they've never heard of it. My students from Portage all know who Zona Gale is, but I've still never yet had one who had read anything by her, and they're delighted to get a chance to read something by not just a Wisconsin writer, but a Wisconsin writer from right here.
Well, Mark, give us some homework, because I haven't read anything by her either. Where should I start?
I would actually start with Miss Lulubet. It's remarkable in that after it was published as a novel, it was a huge bestseller. Zona Gale and Miss Lulubet were household names. If you were to look at the online databases of newspapers, there were hundreds of references to Zona Gale in the New York Post alone in 1920 and 21. every day had some mention of her and her work. And when she adapted it for a Broadway play, which actually debuted at Sing Sing Prison,
wow,
2 days after Christmas, she changed the ending dramatically. I won't give any spoilers, but it has a very different ending, and it wasn't popular with the crowds.
So
after only 9 or 10 performances, she changed it again. Mm. So the edition that's coming out in a few months will be the first edition ever to have the novel and both versions of the play.
Have you read or are you privy to all of the various endings to this play and book?
Yes. They're coming out in the new edition, and in fact, there was a 1921 film directed by William C. DeMille, Cecil B. DeMille's brother, which was from Paramount Pictures, which was very successful, and it had a fourth ending.
Well, Mark, has this play been put on in Portage or at your school?
It was put on in Portage several years ago, I believe, for one of the anniversaries. I don't remember which one. For some significant anniversary of Zona Gale, it was performed just a few years ago. And it's been performed in Milwaukee and 20 or 30 years ago. But it's not produced very much, which is surprising. It was the third play to win a Pulitzer Prize and the first by a woman.
And I want to follow up on something you said. You said this was premiered at Sing Sing Prison. Why was this book about mild feminism premiered at Sing Sing?
Actually, because the producer had helped to fund a performance stage at the prison to help give cultural outreach to the inmates. And the play they had been planning to debut fell through. So at the last minute, they said, well, let's give it a test showing at Sing Sing. And,
right.
the prisoners loved it.
So we have this Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, talk of the New York media for a long time, voice of small-town America. Why am I just hearing about her now? Why isn't she a household name still?
I think because she got a bit left behind by the shift in style in American literature. Though her works in the late teens and early 20s were seen as stripped down and bare writing without all the rhetorical flourishes of the late 19th century and early 20th century, when literature of Ernest Hemingway and that sort became the style, hers was seen, I think, as quaint. And I think it's possible that the success of her rhetoric, her propaganda, if you will, makes it so that it didn't seem as cutting edge. You know, women had the vote in 1920, the same year that Miss Lulabette came out. Women began to get increased opportunities in arts and in professional life. And so this, you know, quiet, gentle revolutionary, well, she succeeded.
So how big a deal was it in Portage and maybe beyond when she did become the first woman to win a Pulitzer Prize?
People were very excited. In fact, there's a letter that she wrote after the play ran for almost a year on Broadway. It then became, as many Broadway plays do, it went on tour, and it toured all up and down the East Coast and throughout the Midwest. And when it finally came to awfully close to Portage, 10 miles away in Baraboo, she showed up and said that that was the true premiere of the play, and that the neighbors showed up just because she was a local girl made good, but that everybody left saying, wow, we were really surprised. We liked your play. We thought it was going to be highbrow.
So she had this love for Portage, and they loved her back. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Mark Seals, Associate Professor of English at UW-Baraboo-Sauk County. And we've been talking about the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and playwright from Portage, Zona Gale.
That's G-A-L-E if you're looking to beat me to the library database to put that on hold. Coming up, some women may not need to get mammograms as often as they have in the past. We'll find out about some new guidelines. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.